Hello friends, Pedro from Wake Out. And we're living in a sitting epidemic. So here is an insanely fast history of sitting. Sitting didn't used to always be our default position. This is one of the earliest chairs ever found. It is an Egyptian chair that only rises 10 inches from the ground, which meant if you wanted to sit, you had to squat. Sitting in ancient China was a rare thing. There were very few chairs and they were reserved for a particular kind of person. Most people sat on the ground or in lotus position. The Greeks enjoyed a long walk and a nice conversation. And thus, the chair was not a preferred way to discuss ideas. The medieval and feudal times ushered in the era of the impressive chair to symbolize status and wealth. There were benches and stools designed for work. For example, you would pull up a little stool to milk the cow. King Louis XIV in the 1700s demonstrated that the puffier your chair, the greater your status. This, believe it or not, was the first ever office chair, 1851, called the Century Pedal Office Chair, launched by the American Chair Company. It was very advanced for its time. It could swivel and it could roll around. Despite the advances, it didn't sell very well. You see, the Victorian era morality saw comfortable sitting as immoral. 1859, the bistro chair, chair number 14 by Thonet. This is the first ever mass-produced chair thanks to the advances of the Industrial Revolution. By the early 20th century, desk-bound work started to become the norm and chair designers took notice. 1904, the introduction of the first ever height-adjustable chair by Frank Lloyd Wright. And if you just so happen to have a secretary, you could buy her the complimentary and aptly named suicide chair. Three legs, a couple of little wheels, wasn't very stable. Detroit, 1927, a turning point for humanity with the introduction of the reclining chair, popularly known as the Lazy Boy. Ushering in an era where we've completely surrendered to the tyranny of the comforts of our own design. Then came the modern era of the 1960s, where humanity just went completely insane with the design of comfort. Starting with that disgusting beanbag chair, humanity's greatest insult to itself, followed by a series of insane designs, including, but not limited to, the capsule chair. 1976, the first ever merger of the new science of ergonomics and furniture design. Herman Miller introduces the Ergo Chair, the first ever office chair designed to perfectly cradle the fragile human body to make prolonged sitting a pain-free experience. After this, ergonomics and chair design became one and the same, to render the human body completely useless and to make the chair the sole provider of muscular and skeletal support and making us weak and fragile and frail without them. And so, accelerating our demise into a merger with the chairs we sit in, which I call the sedentary apocalypse. Do you see the pattern here? The more we sit, the more our bodies weaken and the more support we need. Arm support, lumbar support, leg support, neck support. What is the final form here? Guys, I'm not saying to throw out your fancy, technologically advanced $1,000 chair, but maybe we're not supposed to be this comfortable, guys. Maybe the chair is simply there to support us when we've tired out from standing. Maybe a wooden stool wasn't so bad after all. One thing's for sure, guys, our bodies are made to be active. So will you stand up or will you merge with the chair?